Thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity to speak. Let's pray first. Dear God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the ability we have to come and worship you in a free country without fear of persecution. So many people don't have that. Father God, we thank you for the wonderful country we do live in, and we pray that you'll be with the leaders and you'll be with the people, that whoever we elect will bring us back to you. We know that you're in charge. Help us all to pray about that, that you lead this great country back to you, for so many people believe in you here. Father, be with me. Help me to remember what I've studied and to have the passion to tell your great stories. Please be with all of us, watch over us, and help us to learn. This I pray in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My study is Adam and Eve. I know we didn't hear that much, but this is the ultimate love story. There is no greater love story. God loves us more than anything. God creates the perfect environment for his creation, a heaven on earth in the garden. No toil, no sorrow, no crime, no worries. Just one law to obey. Don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But Adam and Eve both failed to love and trust God. The God who had provided for all their needs, the God who wanted Adam to be a partner in his creation, the God who allowed Adam to name some of his creation, the God that did not want Adam to be lonely and created woman for him. That same God tells us today he will take care of us today too if we trust him. We should study God's word and learn how God does what he says he will do and is a faithful God. We must listen to the Bible stories and realize that God keeps his word when we don't obey him too. God says Jesus is the only way to heaven. Our law today is to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Are we going to obey God or disobey God like Adam and Eve did? We can all see how that worked out for all of us. I say read your Bible and you will see there is only one choice for heaven, and that is Jesus. God is love. It is no surprise that God did all of this for us. But why did Adam and Eve act like selfish children? They had it all, but were not happy with God, with what he had given them. They wanted more. They could not obey God's one law. We see how the God of Israel handled his disobedient adult children of Israel in the desert for 40 years, and the story of Lot's wife who looked back at Sodom and was turned to a pillar of salt, and many other stories in the Bible. God keeps his word. We all see similar stories play out today in our daily lives. People are selfish. They have no patience. They want it now. There's not enough love and there's too much hate in the world. Why is that? Because at one time or another in our lives, we all judge people when we should love people. Especially our brothers and sisters in Christ, but our neighbors too. You may ask, who is your neighbor? Pick someone and do good until the end comes. Why? Because there is only one judge, and that's God. Who is love? God is love. How do we learn to love? God can teach us to love if we listen to the story of Adam and Eve. We can see God is love and we are his disobedient, selfish children. We, the children of God, must learn from our mistakes of the past and see what God has given us from the beginning in the garden. God made things perfect for us, but we messed it up, and we continue to mess things up, and we will continue to mess things up until we obey God and let Jesus change our worldly, sin-filled lives. It is a daily struggle and process that takes time. But God is faithful, and God will help us fight the fight. Genesis 2, our story begins, it's the NIV version. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. This is Adam and Eve. And this is an account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. No shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had yet sprung up for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to work the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life. And the man became a living being. Now the Lord God planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Continuing on, Genesis 2:10 and 2:15 through 25. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die." The Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. God goes through all this work for man. He creates a utopia on earth, so to speak, so that man can live the good life, eat, drink, and be merry, if you will. Man does take care of the garden, but man's needs are supplied. We are not told how long man is alone in the garden before woman is created. We read that God has man named the livestock, the birds, and the wild animals. Man gets to be a partner in God's creation. God wants a relationship with man, and God wants man to be happy. So God makes woman for the man. Continuing on, So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made woman from the rib he had taken out of man, and he brought her to man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united with his wife and becomes one flesh." Adam and Eve were both naked, and they felt no shame. That's because they had no knowledge of good and evil, had not sinned yet. Some may ask, why put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden? Why not make some obstacle course to it so it's not easy to get to it? As far as I know, we're not told why the tree was put in the middle of the garden. A possible answer may be because God created man after his own image. One of the things that this implies is that man is given free choice to decide whether to obey God or not. If man is to be free to make a choice, then there must be something to choose between. Without the existence of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then no choice would have existed for Adam. But notice that something else must also exist for Adam to be able to choose to follow God or to disobey him. God had to give him a law. Without a law, no choice to sin can exist. Right and wrong always exist, but unless we are made aware of the choice through the law, we cannot be held responsible for keeping or breaking the law. Paul comments on this fact in Romans 3:20. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin, of our sin. Which is saying, basically, the law teaches us what sin is. Romans 5:13. To be sure, sin was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not charged against anyone's account where there is no law. Once again, if there is no law, sin is not charged against you. Deuteronomy 1:30-39, God takes care of his adult children of Israel, just like he did with Adam and Eve, but they failed to trust God, just like Adam and Eve failed to trust God. The Lord God, who is going before you, and this is God explaining what he's doing for the people of Israel. The Lord God is going before you, will fight for you as he did for you in Egypt before your very eyes. In the wilderness there, you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a father carries his son all the way you went until you reached this place. In spite of this, you did not trust the Lord your God who went ahead of you on your journey in fire by night and in cloud by day to search out for you places to camp and show you the way you should go. When the Lord heard what you said, he was angry and solemnly swore, no one from this evil generation shall see the good land I swore to give your ancestors, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh. He will see it, and I will give him and his descendants the land he set on his feet, because he followed the Lord wholeheartedly. Because of you, Lord, because of you, the Lord became angry with me also and said, you shall not enter it either, but your assistant Joshua, son of Nun, will enter it. Encourage him, because he will lead Israel to inherit it, and the little ones you said would be taken captive, your children who do not yet know good from bad, they will enter the land. I will give it to them, and they will take possession of it. So the adults wandered, in the desert for 40 years until they all died, and their children entered the promised land. We see God punishes the adults and not the children, as they do not know good from bad yet. This is why we believe babies are innocent. They do not know the laws or what sin is until they get older in life and mature to where they learn and know what sin is all about. We see what happens when God gets angry with his children. Do we not think that God will be angry with people who refuse to accept Jesus as their Savior when God says Jesus is the only way to heaven? Genesis 3, the fall. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat the fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. You must not touch it, or you will die. You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw the fruit from the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. So this is important, this passage right here. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Once again, she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then their eyes, the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. The law for Adam and Eve was a simple one. Don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden, or you will certainly die. God had to give Adam and Eve laws, or to be fair, they wouldn't know what sin was for them, and God wouldn't hold them accountable. Continuing on reading, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Once again, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees in the garden. But the Lord called to the man, "Where are you?" And he said, he answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from that tree, from the tree that I command you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." The woman said, "The serpent," and then Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." We notice here that Eve said she was deceived by the serpent, and Adam blamed Eve for giving him the fruit to eat. No one says to God, "Please have mercy on us and forgive us, for we have broken your law." God is the God of love, forgiveness, and mercy. Adam and Eve both had the knowledge of good and evil in them after eating the fruit. Why did they not tell God they were sorry for what they had done? The Bible doesn't say. Maybe they were not sorry and wanted to get away with it. The Bible says they both hid from God when they heard him walking in the garden. Could that mean they both believed Satan instead of God? Eve said Satan deceived her and Adam was there too. The Bible doesn't say. It does appear that Adam believed Satan, or one would think Adam would have helped Eve and they both would have resisted Satan. The Bible says Eve was tempted by Satan and ate the fruit first, and then handed some of the fruit to Adam, and he ate the fruit. And then they both gained the knowledge of good and evil. They both sinned and broke God's law of not eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Bible also says Eve was created as a helpmate for Adam. Instead of helping Adam, Eve gives into temptation, eats the forbidden fruit first, and then after eating the forbidden fruit and possibly having the knowledge of good and evil at that moment, the Bible doesn't say, Eve gives the fruit to Adam to eat and causes Adam to sin. So they both sin. When believers ask for forgiveness, the God I know in my heart forgives us, if our heart is right and when we repent. Did Adam and Eve not repent about sinning against God? The Bible doesn't say. But it does appear that instead of telling God what they had done and having a repentant heart, they hid from God like they were trying to get away with it. If they believe Satan over God, that is blasphemy. God showed them mercy. They should have died. Instead, God made them coverings and removed them from the garden, and they continued living their lives. God is good. So, continue on. Verse 14, so the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel." To the woman he said, "I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." To Adam he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it, Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and dust you will return. Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. And the Lord God said, "The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden a cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way of the tree of life. So God created man not as a slave, not as a robot, but in the image of God. God wanted a relationship with man. God made a perfect garden for man to live, eat, drink, and be merry, to walk and talk with God. How could life have been any better than that? God cannot tolerate sin. God tells man, don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So Adam knows the law, and Adam has a choice to obey God's law or not. God has always wanted a relationship with man, and we can see that God went out of his way to have a relationship with man in the garden. I've learned that long-lasting relationships can't be built without trust. God wants a lasting relationship with us. God made us with the ability to choose right or wrong. God told Adam and Eve not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or they would certainly die. This was their law, and therefore sin to them to do. They died spiritually by being separated from God. We too are dead spiritually as mature adults with the knowledge of good and evil. Today we are part of the world and living in sin unless we have Jesus in our life. Jesus is our only way back to God. There is no other way. Romans 5:12. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sinned. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. God is patient, loving, and full of mercy and grace. But we can see when Israel rebelled against God, God punished them by forcing them to wander in the wilderness, for 40 years until all the adults died off. Any adult today who does not accept Jesus is acting just like the children of Israel did in the desert, or just like Adam and Eve did in the garden. They are rebelling against God. God keeps his word. Lot's wife was spared from the destruction of Sodom, but look back. So Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed, Genesis 19, 1-30 for the full story. We're going to read Genesis 19, 16-17. This is about Lot. When he hesitated, the men grasped his hands and his hands of his wife and the daughters and led them safely out of the city. For the Lord was merciful to them. As soon as they had brought them out, one of them said, "Flee for your lives. Don't look back. And don't stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains or you'll be swept away." Genesis 19-26. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. I believe God keeps his word, and God says without Jesus we have no hope of heaven, as Jesus is our only hope. John 14:6. Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Adam and Eve wanted more than God had provided to them, and they did not trust God. Adam and Eve were together in the garden when Satan tempted Eve. Adam and Eve decided to believe Satan. Eve ate first, and Adam ate what Eve handed him from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They both disobeyed God's law and committed blasphemy by believing Satan instead of God. Satan tempts us today too. Adam and Eve lost being in the garden, a life of ease, if you compare it to having to find food, water, and shelter for themselves. God made it perfect for them and gave them everything they needed to be safe, happy, and have a great relationship with God. Today, God still wants a lasting, loving relationship with all who will come to Him. This is why we study the Bible ourselves, so we can know God, but more importantly, we want God to know us. God loves His children. Listen to 1 Peter 2:9-10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. We all have a choice today in our life right now. We are all in Adam and Eve's shoes. As God, we need, as God says, we need to accept Jesus. Will we be like Adam and Eve and listen to Satan and obey the world? Or will we do what Adam and Eve should have done and obey God? John 14:6, once again, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Isaiah 64:8 is my final passage. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are the work. We are all the work of your hand. Thank you. Please come forward if you have any need.